Yes, a wonderful welcome to you as we are embracing and embarking on daylight savings time. So this is Bob DiGiacomo of Intentional Growth Coaching and Destiny Road. And I just want to take a few moments with you at this time of the day. Normally I don't broadcast at this time of the day, but we'll see what happens. Today's title, Time Marches On, Are You In Step? And as I was waking up this morning and checking all my normal things that I check in on every single morning without fail, you know, cell phone alerts, email, newspapers online, et cetera, everything, you know, like Facebook, everything that we normally check online in this day and age, it's almost like the day doesn't start until we've checked in on what we have to check in on. But I suddenly realized that we were at that time of the year when we're supposed to spring forward. You know, it's that time of the year when we go to bed at night, like tonight, and we make sure that the clocks are turned an hour ahead. At least that's what we used to do back in my day. And that's because sometime during the night, sometime during tonight, daylight savings time is going to kick in. Yes, somewhere during the night, our minds are supposed to process that it's an hour later, even though our bodies and probably still our minds say that it's still an hour early. And hence the expression of how we remember this phenomenon called daylight savings time and standard time or fall time. You know, that phenomenon we go through twice a year. And so we always remember in the spring, we spring forward, and the fall, we fall back. And that's how we kind of remember when it's time to adjust the clocks. Do we go forward or do we go back? And I don't know. Sometimes this can be as clear as mud, confusing to those who don't really know. And in fact, for some who may not even care for that matter. And I say this because time does and will continue to march on whether we choose to acknowledge it, recognize it, or even worry about it. And I'm just going to go through a quick history of daylight savings time. It's supposedly being used to save energy. And in actual fact, apparently it was first used officially back in 1908 by the Canadians. So daylight savings time is a seasonal time change measure that was put into effect to help us get maximum use out of the sunlight in the day. But it didn't catch on globally actually until about 1916 during World War I, when the Germans and the Austrians, who were busy fighting each other, the Germans and the Austrians were fighting together and they were fighting everybody else, put it into effect to help them save on energy and fuel to help them with the war effort. But I also have to say that daylight savings time actually goes back to ancient times. I guess they were using sundials and sand clocks back in those days. But we use it in over 30 countries worldwide today, which can actually still be confusing because there's been a never-ending daylight savings time debate out there. I've traveled to many countries where they don't use daylight savings time at all. I'll explain that momentarily. But the pros of daylight savings time are that the longer evenings motivate people to get out of the house, spend more time outdoor recreationally doing things, golf and swimming and all sorts of things. And of course, when we're not in COVID, helping the tourism industry, because the longer the day is brighter, the more tourists are out spending money. But there are some cons to this, and quite frankly, it's really whether or not daylight savings time does actually save energy. You know, we're supposedly using less artificial light during the day, but some additional cons are that daylight savings time can make people sick. It changes your body habits, your lack of sleep, clearly in the workplace, it can help cause more injuries. And again, in some cases, daylight savings time can help lead to heart attacks because of the change going on in the body system. And so I was saying that when I woke up this morning and was going through my usual morning routines, it suddenly clicked on me just how much things have changed over the years. You've heard me many times jokingly refer to the fact that I've been around for over two centuries. Well, my generation, the baby boomers, came into effect mid-20th century, and so we're on our way to mid-21st century if we live long enough to see it. So yes, I've been around for two centuries, but I have seen some changes. So what's changed out there in our world? Back in my early days, it was not uncommon to have a clock located in every single room of the house. And they came in many shapes and many sizes, and they were analog. And then as I grew up into my teens, the digital clock came about. And then even they made it convenient. They put a clock and a radio together with an alarm in it. They called it a clock radio, and that made things a lot more convenient to tell time. And of course, radio would broadcast the time every on top of the hour, at the quarter past the hour, half past the hour, etc. And once the Apple phone and the wristwatch came into being, again, things continued to evolve. But, you know, the wristwatch became something that we prized when we were young, almost to the point that we treasured it. And of course, once we had one of those, there was no excuse for getting home late, because back in my day, it used to be home by dark. But with daylight savings time, that dark was extended until it got dark. And so, you know, we used time. And again, as we progressed, clocks began to disappear in all of the rooms of the house. In fact, usually it was just something that was kept in the kitchen, maybe the bedroom. But again, today it suddenly dawned on me as I am being bombarded. I was being bombarded all day with emails and text messages and alerts reminding me that today is the day we set the clocks ahead tonight. Time moves forward. With or without me, it's going to move forward by an hour. And again, I suddenly realize that we don't have clocks throughout the house. I'm here in a house where we literally don't have any clocks, which is unique for me, with the exception of the clock that's in the kitchen on the stove. But I've got the iPhone. I've got the Apple Watch. It tells me time. It keeps me. So we're more focused on glancing at our electronic devices per se than we are about having clocks in the house. And of course, I can always say, "Hey Siri, what time is it?" And Siri will aptly respond. Of course, Siri didn't respond to this connection because I'm on a broadcast and Siri doesn't interfere with those broadcasts, at least usually not. I don't know. Worse still is that some of the broadcasts on radio are recorded, and they, you know, you can hear them at any time of the day or night. So if they announce the time, it may be off. And then I still have to take into account what time zone I'm in when I'm listening to a recorded broadcast. But again, I wanted to quickly mention why some countries don't use daylight savings time, because they're closer to the equator where the sun really doesn't move that much on the angle. And so sometimes you can be 1 or even 2 hours different than the country you were dealing with because they don't use daylight savings time. I digress a little bit here, but I guess my point is that as the generations progress, how relative and how important it is to have time hanging around you so that you can quickly glance up at it and know where you stand in the day. Again, for some of you, it might not make a difference. It might not make a difference at all. So, you know, I just have to conclude that time marches on. Are you in step with it? Are you in step with it? And before I go, I just want to point out that to remind you that you can get me at any given time. There's that word again, time, by reaching out to me by email, intentionalgrowth@icloud.com. Clearly, go to my podcasts at Intentional Growth Coaching on iTunes and Google Play. I certainly want you to reach out to me over here at Advisory Cloud because I do offer anybody that is interested a complimentary discovery session where we can help work on things that may or may not be challenging you. And of course, my YouTube channel, which is at Robert DiGiacomo. Be sure to hit the subscribe buttons every chance you get so that you are always updated on things that I'm putting out there. And if you found today's broadcast to be interesting, please, by all means, let me know your comments at intentionalgrowth@icloud.com. And I will definitely look to have a conversation with you. So until next time, Bob DiGiacomo, Intentional Growth Coaching and Destiny Road. And I'll see you an hour later next time. How will you feel about that? Are you keeping in step? Bye-bye.